Well, this week our landmark lowdown features the UNESCO-recognised statues of Easter Island. There are just under 900 heads on the remote Pacific island, 25 kilometres long and 12 wide. The figures stand an average of 4 metres and weigh around 14 tonnes and were sculpted out of volcanic stone between the 10th and 16th centuries. James Grant Peterkin is the British consul there, and he's lived in the Chilean territory since 96. His company, Easter Island Spirit, operates 9 separate tours, but James says everybody starts with the sculptures.
They are spread pretty much all around the whole island's coastline. The island's 60 square miles in size, so it's big enough that one drives for quite a way to see some of the statues. But of course, in a day or 2 days, we feel that you can see pretty much all of the main sites. Unlike some sites in the world where sometimes, you know, books and magazines and documentaries sometimes do more than justice to the place, people always feel that until you've seen these statues in person, that everything they've read and seen beforehand doesn't really prepare them for what it's like when they actually see them in the flesh or in the stone.
What kind of reaction do you get when people see these statues for the first time?
It's nice to see, actually, because there's a real sort of wow factor, a spiritual side to it that a lot of people are surprised that they feel. I mean, certainly when I first came here, I wasn't an overly spiritual person or anything like that, but I think it's hard when you're here not to be affected in some way by what was an incredible culture that, of course, came to a very sudden end.
Do you have to apportion a good 2 or 3 days to see the best of Easter Island?
The misconception about this island is that, given its small size, people think there are just a few heads and that's it, and then you come and go. And so what we try and do, and particularly via the website, is we try and actually show people that there's a lot more to Easter Island than people might think. The other bits of the island that perhaps they didn't expect to find, the volcanoes, the caves, the pace of life here, is what really has a lasting impression on people as much as the statues. And therefore, particularly given the distance and cost of getting here, it's well worth coming for 3-4 full days at least, particularly as, you know, for most people, it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip and you're unlikely to probably come back a second time.
You can look up James's tours at easterislandspirit.com.
Hear more of that interview on greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
There are 22 hotels on the island, ranging from £40 a night budget rooms to a £500 a night resort, but it's not going to be a cheap trip. Flying the 2,336 miles to the most remote airport in the world from Santiago on the Chilean mainland will take around 5 hours and cost around £330 return. But first, you need to get to Chile. That's a 14-hour direct flight from London with BA and will cost at least £840.
There's more online at greatdestinationsradioshow.com.